Are dental implants covered by insurance? Dental implants have revolutionized the field of dentistry by providing a long-term solution for missing teeth that mimic natural teeth. However, there is often uncertainty regarding insurance coverage for this procedure. While some insurance plans do cover aspects of implants, it is important to have a clear understanding of the treatment required and how much your insurance plan will contribute. This article aims to shed light on the complexities of insurance coverage by exploring the factors that influence insurance decisions and providing insights for individuals considering this transformative treatment. An overview of dental implants. Dental implants act as tooth roots typically made from biocompatible titanium and surgically placed into the jawbone to support replacement teeth. This innovative technology can be traced back to the 1960s when orthopedic surgeon Peringvar Bronemark discovered osseointegration, a process in which bone bonds with titanium. Types of dental implants. Endosteel implants are directly inserted into the jawbone, are the common type. Subperiosteal implants rest on top of the bone beneath the gum line, offering an option for individuals with bone density. In cases of bone loss, zygomatic implants anchored in the cheekbone may be recommended. The process of getting dental implants. Embarking on the journey to restore your smile begins with a consultation where your oral surgeon will assess whether you are a candidate for dental implants. Prior procedures like bone grafting or sinus lifts may be necessary to create a foundation. The next step involves the insertion of the implant, followed by a healing period known as osseointegration, which typically lasts for months. Once the implant has bonded with the bone, an abutment is attached to act as a connecting piece for the crown. Benefits of dental implants. The advantages of implants in terms of aesthetics are quite impressive. They provide a looking solution that blends seamlessly with your existing teeth. Implants help restore chewing function and can aid in preventing bone loss that often occurs with missing teeth. Moreover, they contribute to term health by maintaining proper tooth alignment and preserving facial structure. Insurance coverage for dental implants. Navigating insurance coverage for implants can be complex and varied. The extent of coverage is often influenced by factors such as the insurance policy, the purpose of the procedure, and the overall health condition of the patient. It is important to keep in mind that many insurance providers still categorize implants as a procedure, which can impact coverage decisions. Different types of insurance plans and coverage for dental implants. When it comes to implants, insurance plans can help cover some of the expenses. Typically, they may pay for a portion of the costs up to a percentage or an annual maximum limit. In cases, medical insurance might provide coverage, especially if tooth loss is due to an accident or medical condition. However, Medicare and Medicaid usually do not cover implants unless it's considered necessary. Employer-provided insurance plans vary in their coverage levels, with some companies recognizing the long-term benefits of implants and offering coverage. Reasons for insurance denials. Insurance companies often deny claims for coverage by classifying them as procedures. Additionally, pre-existing conditions like diseases leading to tooth loss can also lead to denial of coverage. Many plans have waiting periods before covering treatments such as implants, leaving patients uncertain about their coverage. Guiding you through insurance processes, it's crucial to request a cost estimate from your insurance provider before undergoing treatment to understand expenses you may need to manage. Providing supporting documents like x-rays and a comprehensive treatment plan can strengthen your case for insurance approval. In case your claim is initially denied, don't lose hope. Many insurance companies have an appeal system that could result in an outcome. Factors to keep in mind regarding implant expenses. If you don't have insurance coverage, the cost of an implant typically ranges between $3,000 and $6,000. Various factors such as treatments required, the placement location of the implant, and the expertise of the dentist can significantly impact the cost. Despite the investment needed, dental implants often prove to be a cost-effective choice in the long run compared to alternatives like bridges or dentures. Tips for maximizing insurance benefits. Planning your procedure strategically can help maximize your insurance benefits. Some individuals choose to spread out their treatment over 2 years to utilize maximums efficiently. Moreover, combining benefits from both dental and medical insurance plans can expand your coverage. Don't hesitate to negotiate with your provider, as many are open to offering discounts for payments or have partnerships with financing companies. The landscape of insurance is changing. Updates in the insurance industry suggest a shift towards including coverage for implants. As people become more aware of the long-term benefits of implants, some insurance companies are reviewing their coverage options. Additionally, potential changes in laws influenced by advocacy groups and dental associations might lead to increased coverage standards. How to pay for the balance of your dental implants. Financing options. For those with insurance coverage, there are solutions available. Dental savings plans offer discounted rates on procedures through a network of participating dentists. Flexible spending accounts, FSAs, and health savings accounts, HSAs, allow patients to allocate tax funds for expenses, including implants. Third-party financing options, like Proceed, provide ways to spread out the cost of implants over time. Dentists specializing in implants often work together with these organizations, assisting you with information and support to navigate the application process. Dental financing typically involves an application process, which can vary in complexity depending on the chosen option. Medical credit cards and personal loans require a formal application, complete with credit checks. With most financing options, credit checks and approval processes are par for the course. Lenders assess the applicant's creditworthiness to determine eligibility and set terms. This vetting process can be a double-edged sword. While it ensures responsible lending, it may preclude access for those with less than stellar credit histories. Interest rates and repayment terms form the crux of any financing agreement. These can vary widely from 0% introductory rates to higher. Repayment periods can span from a few months to several years, depending on the amount financed and the chosen option. The benefits of dental financing are that it provides immediate access to care. This can be a game changer for those facing urgent dental issues or desiring elective procedures. The ability to proceed with dental implant treatment without delay can prevent further deterioration of oral health and associated complications. Flexible payment options represent another significant advantage. By spreading the cost over time, patients can manage their cash flow more effectively. This can make high-cost procedures more palatable, allowing individuals to prioritize their oral health without compromising their financial stability. The potential for improved oral health cannot be overstated. By removing financial barriers, dental financing enables patients to pursue recommended treatments promptly. This proactive approach can lead to better long-term outcomes, potentially reducing the need for more extensive and costly interventions down the line. However, dental financing is not without its potential drawbacks. Interest charges and fees can significantly increase the overall cost of treatment. Patients must carefully consider whether the long-term financial implications outweigh the benefits of immediate care.